Rijnhaven Park. The Rijnhaven has scarcely been used by vessels for many years. While the dock basin has been preserved, a strip of water will be filled in along Postuma Laan. This creates space for housing. Three new blocks will connect the Wilhelmina Pier to the Afrikanerwijk and Katendrecht districts. The Skyline Postuma Laan project will contain towers of varying height, some reaching up to 200 meters. In addition to buildings, there will be a park. The American Office for Landscape Architecture, Michael van Valkenburg Associates, abbreviated to MVVA, designed the Rijnhaven Park. It includes an urban beach and a partly floating park. The floating pavilion by architect Peter Fichter from 2010 is an early example of floating architecture. It consists of three connected spheres, the largest of which is 12 meters in diameter. The spheres have a glazed skin made of a special plastic sheeting. This is more than 100 times lighter than glass. The pavilion is innovative, sustainable, climate-proof and flexible. It was the first visible result of the Rotterdam Climate Initiative. The architect also designed the floating dwellings at Nassauhaven. Not far away is the new floating office by Powerhouse. It is worth pointing out that, alongside all these new initiatives, the good old houseboat is finding things increasingly difficult. That's because so many birthing places are disappearing.